So it's Monday, July 26th, early in the morning. An acne plant manager in the U.S. reports that she's unable to access email, a file share, or other applications. While looking into the issue, the IT help desk receives several calls from other employees in Texas and the EU with similar issues. IT discovers that files on numerous file shares are encrypted, sees active encryption taking place on other servers, and they locate a ransom note and immediately escalate it to their chief information security officer. The initial analysis by the InfoSec team shows that domain controllers, file servers, Exchange servers, and their virtual server environment are actively being encrypted, and the team is unable to gain access to the backup environment. So before we get to the inject, I also just want to point out the ransom note. So this is a typical and actually an actual ransom note. So we see that it's from the DarkSide group. We see that they are have claimed to have encrypted systems within the environment, deleted backups, obtained 2 terabytes of data, and they provide instructions for contacting them through a function on their website that allows chat to take place with a key that is embedded at the bottom of the message. So that's the setup. So Sean, turning it to you, what are the first steps, you know, that the organization is thinking about when they come to this realization that this is going to be a really bad day, right? And so what are the issues that they're most immediately thinking about internally?
Yeah, so shock and awe really is the theme of the day from that point forward for these folks, because they probably imagined that it would never happen to them. And then they probably thought, oh, no, you know, our IT team's got it covered and we have backups, so we're good, right? Like everybody thinks. And then this hits and the shock comes in. And so really the first thing they're trying to do in any event like this is figure out what it really is that just hit them. Now, by the time they're seeing the encrypted, you know, drives or the encrypted workstations, and they've seen the ransom note, they now know we've been hit with ransomware. And so, you know, their first most important thing they can do is try to stop it as quickly as possible. And, you know, many of the times we see these cases come in where someone maybe was up working at 1 a.m., saw this happening, and immediately shuts down all access and into the network, and it stops it, and it stops it quickly. Now, when that could be a problem is if it happens before you get the ransom note. You know, so some damage takes place, but you have no way of then reaching the threat actor. But really, identification and then securing the network, stopping the attack as quickly as possible, and keeping further harm from happening is what they really need to do. And then the next step really is, you know, in the world of cyber, it's much like with healthcare. Do, you know, first do no harm, right? So then you want to preserve the evidence for investigation. And where we see a lot of problems, and I know you guys see this also, is when the overeager IT team comes in, they want to hurry up and fix it, and they just start wiping everything, thinking, aha, we're going to just wipe and restore before testing the viability of that. And so that's a huge problem because, number one, we need to then come in and be able to do forensics for the investigation to determine what may have been taken, what may have not been taken, even though they all now tend to threaten that they took data. It's not always the case, and forensics is helpful for determining that. But if you've wiped the drives, then forensics is impossible because you don't have anything to do forensics on many times. And so that's one issue. The other issue is you know, I've likened this to the surgeon coming in with the patient laying on the table and taking the knife, the scalpel, and just driving it straight into their heart, right? When you come in and wipe the drives, let's say you do have to negotiate for a decryptor key. Well, when you've wiped everything that's there to decrypt, it doesn't do you any good. And so, you know, you want to preserve that evidence for the investigation, preserve it for use down the road if you need it. And that's when you've got to get your people together and figure out how you can start doing all this without impacting your business as drastically as possible. And unfortunately, many times it means just shutting everything down. And so that's really the first step in this process.